Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. In this episode of Shauna Shares Community Q&A, I'm answering a listener question about how to deal with anxiety, stress, and depression around money.
You're listening to Millennial Money with award-winning money expert and serial entrepreneur, Shauna Compton Game, where we flip the script on the old school approach to everything your parents never taught you about money. Each week, Shauna creates a safe space by talking with special guests from around the world about money wellness, entrepreneurship, traveling like a boss, and what makes millennials tick. Unique stories, trailblazing perspectives, tips, tricks, and everything there is to know about money. Find it all here as you uncover your money story and unlock the life you want to live. Pretty cool, right? Here's Shauna, money expert, Indiana Hoosier, and burger aficionado.
Welcome back to the show. It is so great to have you for another episode of Shauna Shares Community Q&A. Where I answer your question. And I love these episodes because you have so many amazing, insightful questions. And it's so fun to be able to bring us all together as a community and show really how much we're all alike when it comes to money. This episode, I'm answering a question from Becca. And Becca says, "Hey, Shauna, I love the podcast. Thank you so much for all that you do. I had a personal question that I'm hoping you'd be willing to share more about. I have a lot of anxiety around money. It feels overwhelming to me, honestly. I've been depressed, but mainly just feeling like I stress out about everything around money. I know that you say you can't make good money decisions when you're stressed or anxious. Would you mind sharing some tips and a bit more about your story of struggling with money anxiety? I know you've mentioned it a few times on the show before. You might have even had an episode. I just can't remember. But I really appreciate your honesty. It helps me not feel so alone. Thanks again for being the place where we can all feel safe to talk about all this stuff. It certainly isn't easy, and I'm sure someone else feels the same way. Becca, I love this question because no matter how many episodes you listen to, how many podcasts, how many blogs you read, how many books you read, how many TV shows you watch, they all deal with the how-to around money. And the how-to is amazing. But as you know, if you've been listening to this show for a long time, the other piece, the other secret ingredient to money success is really understanding the mindset, the behavioral side around money, your relationship to money. And the reality is that most of us, almost all of us, feel some sort of stress and anxiety around money. It's very natural. It's very normal. If you talk to any therapist, they're going to tell you the two reasons that most people come in are around money and sex. Those are the two biggest issues that most people have. And we need to be able to talk about money from this perspective. We need to be able to share that this stuff is hard. It's scary. It stresses you out. You might even feel depressed. Some people are suicidal around money, and all of those are very valid, very real feelings. And on this show, I've done nothing but try to be super honest with you about sharing my own story. I have been through depression. I still struggle with anxiety around money, even though I'm a money expert. It doesn't make me immune to this. Every day, I have to work on my own money mindset. I have to work on my own thoughts. I have to work on my relationship with money, because if I don't, just like you, Becca, I find myself in a place of just feeling overwhelmed. So you need all the tools in the toolkit, not just how to pay off debt or how to save for a down payment, or all of that stuff is amazing and wonderful, but we really have to start with the scary stuff, the stuff that is going to get in the way. And like you said, Becca, yes, when you're anxious or stressed out, you cannot make logical decisions when it comes to your money or anything else. So there isn't a magic wand. I wish there was, but I did record an episode a couple years ago where I walked through my story of anxiety and stress and depression around money. So I'm going to replay it now for you here, hoping that maybe if you've heard it before, it's a fresh new perspective. If you haven't heard it before, hopefully it just makes you feel warm and cozy and knowing that, yes, you, Becca, and everyone listening, you are certainly not alone if you are feeling those moments, months, days, years, whatever, where you are just so stressed out, so anxious around money. So here we go. I've talked on this podcast about going through anxiety and depression, but I wanted to share with you more about my journey, the steps I took to feel better, and the role that all played in my finances. This episode has been on my mind for quite some time, but honestly, it took a little bit of a courage to be able to put my ideas and thoughts together succinctly, and also to be able to talk to you just openly and honestly. So hopefully there won't be any tears shed in this episode, but I can't guarantee that. But maybe you can relate. Maybe you're somewhere on this journey yourself, or maybe you know someone who is. And I think the best we can do is just have this open and honest conversation about it. And hopefully we can begin also to remove the stigma, because it is really okay to not be okay. And I know that sounds so cliche, but I just think that's the most important thing that I've learned, because growing up, I didn't know that lesson. I really thought you had to be perfect and that you had to be, for me, being a girl, you had to embody everything that it meant to
be a girl. You had to let boys win, which is crazy that I knew that lesson really early on, or that I learned that lesson, because nobody implicitly taught me that. I just sort of felt like that was what I was supposed to do. I excelled in sports even when I was really, really young. And we would have these things called field days, and we would be broken up into teams, and we'd have to wear these different colors for whatever your team was. And then we would all day long compete in sports as a team, but there was always an individual winner. And I was a little, tiny, little, petite, blonde-headed girl, but I was pretty darn tough. And there was no way that I was going to let a boy win at tug of war or climbing rope, or certainly not running. I was such a good sprinter. And so I somehow got the message that I was supposed to pull back and I was supposed to let the boys win. And so it wasn't until later on a teacher told me, you know, it's okay that you can win if you're strong and you're good. So anyway, I just thought that was super, super interesting. But I just thought, I have to be perfect. There can't be anything wrong with me. I can't be anxious, and I certainly can't not be okay. And I think if anything, that again is the biggest lesson that I've learned. And hopefully, if you're in this situation or you know someone who is, maybe that's something you can really take to heart too. Because whether it's our money or our health or our mindset or whatever it is, we don't like to not be okay. And sometimes it's just really, really healthy to say, hey, I'm not okay. Hey, I need help. Hey, I don't know what I'm doing. Can you help me? So I don't know about you, but there are so many different stresses in life. These are some of the things that really have totally stressed me out for years and years, certainly since I graduated from college. The idea of who am I? What are my talents? And what am I supposed to do with those talents? I think I know, but it's certainly not a linear path. And so it can get really confusing and really stressful. Have I made good money decisions, or will I struggle later on? I think that's maybe a universal thought that we all think about. Maybe that's why you're listening to this podcast. It's certainly why I do this podcast, because I'm on the journey too. Have I missed opportunities in life? I mean, this is a big one for me. There's so many times I can think about, well, what if I would have taken a left turn instead of a right turn? Or what if I had taken advantage of this opportunity and not something else? But I've just learned to come to peace around, I am exactly where I'm supposed to be. Even if it feels a little messy, a little sloppy, it is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And so I have to just keep pressing forward each day. And then the last one is just, it's such a self-conscious thing. Am I pretty enough? Am I smart enough? Etc. I think about those things all the time. Anytime I'm doing an interview or I'm out on a camera assignment or gosh, anything that I do, I'm always thinking, why am I here? Am I smart enough? Am I pretty enough? Am I worthy enough to be here? And those are really terrible questions, because are any of us really those things? I mean, we all bring such unique talents and skills to everything we do, and we can constantly be questioning ourselves. And so I've really learned to try to stop doing that and just appreciate that whatever opportunity I'm in, it's where I'm supposed to be. And all I can do is just show up and be me and just talk open and honestly about whatever the subject is. So can you relate to any of those? I mean, there's probably a million more things if I'm going to be honest with you, but if I had to boil it down, those are really the top things that just, it's like constantly revolving around in my head, and I have to focus on turning off the noise at time. So my journey with anxiety and depression, it has come and gone over the years, but it was really unrelenting for about 3 years straight, which is a really long time for me. It may not seem like a long time for you, but for me, it was really, really hard. All while I was having to do work every day, perform, talk intelligently, teach others, pay bills, be a good partner, take care of my body, you name it. I'm tired of even thinking about all of that, because it was a lot to hold up when I was in the midst of this. And so I want to just share with you what was going on with me. And this is just maybe to help you feel okay about talking about things, because again, I feel like we need to just be able to have healthy discussions about this. And I had anxiety for years, but I didn't recognize it. I didn't know the name of it. And I think we all have anxiety at some point. There's probably things that you do that you get really anxious about or that make your heart speed up. And we all have those situations. I can remember a couple instances in particular. When I was a kid, we were on this trip to the East Coast, and we were somewhere in Maine or New Hampshire, I can't remember, and we were driving around this lake trying to find the house that we were going to go stay at. And this was way before we had cell phones and modern day GPS. We were using old maps and gosh, you name it. And my dad was driving, it was my family in the car, and we were just going around and around and around in a circle. And I remember getting so incredibly anxious with that feeling of, we're lost. Oh my God, we're lost. We don't know where we're going. We're not going to find the place. And I just worked myself up into like the biggest panic situation. And I was like, what is this? I don't recognize this. And then later in life, in my 20s, it manifested into flying. Every time I would step on a plane, I would get so incredibly nervous, and it just came out of nowhere. I never had a problem flying. I flew through college and you know, high school and growing up as a kid, never had a problem. In fact, I loved being up in the clouds. And then all of a sudden, I just started to get so unbelievably scared. And I would get so scared that, yes, of course, my hands would get clammy, my heart would race, I'd have to go to the bathroom very frequently, and I just couldn't concentrate on anything other than get me to where I need to be, because I can't handle this. And still to this day, I have trouble. I really have to calm myself down when there's turbulence, or when I'm just feeling uncomfortable. It's really hard for me, but I'm learning that it's all just a manifestation of anxiety. It just happens to come out like that when I'm flying, unfortunately. And the thing is it doesn't stop me from flying. I push myself to get on the plane and I tell myself, you are just fine. You're going to get up in the air. It's going to be an amazing experience, and you're going to land in some really cool place, and life's going to go on. And I guess it's sort of a metaphor for life for me that things can be bumpy and feel out of control. And those are the times when you need to just relax into it. So I try to find somebody on the plane that is really relaxing, particularly when there is turbulence, and just focus on them and focus how peaceful they look and try to bring that into my body. It's not easy, I'm not going to lie to you, but it is certainly a work in progress. And for me, really the duo combo of depression and anxiety showed up after a miscarriage that I had of twins at 10 weeks, and that was about 4 years ago. In case you didn't know, 2020's been a little bit of a rough year. Maybe it's been a rough year for you or your loved one, a family member, a friend, no matter what it might be. I want you to know that it's okay. If you are somebody who 2020 was just like a thriving good year for you, that's fantastic. But for most of us, it's not quite that way. So if you were laid off, if you were furloughed, if you're struggling, I just want you to know that it's okay. It's all going to be okay. And it might not feel like it right now, but if I've learned anything in this life, it's that nothing stays the same for a long period of time. You're never always in debt. You're never always struggling. You're never always feeling terrible about your money situation or your career or where you live or a relationship. It's just not always for a long period of time. Sometimes it feels like it, but it really isn't. And I want to encourage you to reach out to people. They do genuinely want to help you. If you are somebody who lost your job or who got furloughed or who is stressed out or feeling overwhelmed, reach out to someone. I realize right now we can't be physical contact with people, but there's still a lot of great people out there that really want to help you. And also, don't be afraid to take risks. I've taken a lot of risks this year, and it feels scary, it feels shaky, it feels not comfortable, but risks are really the place where you start to learn and grow. Another thing I want to share, that this episode is obviously all about my anxiety and depression, and I want to tell you, from one person who suffers to another person, it doesn't last forever. If you can find, though, those moments of hope and peace and really just hold on to those are what really helped me get through this tough period that I went through. And it wasn't just a month. It was a really long few years. I still struggle over and over with this. You will pay off the debt. You will get a new job. You will go on a trip again. You will see other people again. You will have more money in your bank account. You will boost up your credit score, whatever those things are for you. You will. They will happen. I promise you. And if you need help, please reach out to a therapist. There are so many health plans now that cover therapy. There are also low-cost options like the Talk Therapy app. If you can't afford therapy, reach out to a few therapists and say, hey, do you have any sorts of plans for someone like myself who lost a job this year but is really struggling? Again, ask the questions and look for little things. Like, I use the Calm meditation app every day. It's just 10 minutes every morning, and it really helps me manage anxiety. So don't stay stuck. This community needs you, and I need you, and we're all here for you. So let's try and do what we can with the rest of this year to reduce some stress, reduce some anxiety. And again, look for those little glimmer moments, those little moments where something with your money makes sense, where something goes right. Hang on to those, because that's where the magic is. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspca.gov
petinsurance.com/ETM. That's ASPCA, petinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's ASPCA, petinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. I've never been one of those people that really longed to have kids. I always thought I would have one or two, but I've been so career focused that it wasn't really on my radar. It was something that I was going to do later, but it was such a dizzying time for me. I was told that I couldn't have kids, and then all of a sudden I got pregnant. So it was like, what? And I love being around kids. I'm an auntie to so many different kids. And so I love being around them. I think I have a real mothering nature. But after that experience, I just felt, in a word, the best word I can use to describe it to you is purposeless. Like, I had no purpose. And coincidentally, it was right around the time that I started this podcast. So you can definitely find the irony in that. And, you know, I found that anxiety and depression can be triggered by an event, certainly. And then it focuses you on all of the other things that you have not dealt with in your life. And so for me, it was a bucket full of stuff left over from being divorced, a bucket full of stuff left over from high school and not feeling like I fit in and all of that crap that comes along with those years. And so the miscarriage was just like the cherry on top, if you will. And it just caused the whole mountain to come crashing down. And I've never experienced anything like it. I've never experienced times where I just wanted to stare at the wall. Honestly, I didn't want to do anything. I wanted to pack a bag and I wanted to run away and run away from everything in my life, which I know is not the answer, but I didn't really know what else to do. And I'm a big believer in therapists. So
In fact, if you don't know this, my therapist and Jeff's therapist actually stood up for us in our wedding. They were our best man and maid of honor. So we definitely have a true belief in going to therapy, which is great because we came into the marriage with that sort of understanding. But last July, I knew this had to stop. And I went to my therapist who told me to go see this acupuncturist. She said, I want you to just trust me. I want you to go see this acupuncturist. And I really think that she is going to help you. And it was like magic. It sounds crazy for me to share this with you because I had spent 3 years in such terrible mind shape that I went to see this acupuncturist on like a Thursday. And she did a session. She talked to me for a really long time. She prescribed me some Chinese herbs. And the next morning I woke up and I was like, oh my God, like I feel like myself. I feel happy. I feel like I have a purpose. I feel excited. It was the craziest thing. I cannot describe to you. I don't know. Some people have told me, oh, you just sort of manifested that in your mind. Like, yeah, okay. But to some point, there was something that was also therapeutic to my body. So I cleared out my body. I took herbs, like I said. I took away crap from my diet. I drank green juice almost every day. I begin to eat almost exclusively gluten-free. I did all of this stuff to support the other work that was being done through acupuncturist. And it was like, I felt like the best I'd ever felt in my life. I'm telling you, I don't know what it was. It was like a Pandora's box of excitement had been opened up and things were suddenly amazing. And I got stressed again in October over stupid stuff, as we often tend to do. And of course, that week is when I had a flu shot, and then a few days later became deaf in my left ear. So I had a few months of just feeling amazing, but I would tell you that I would take getting deaf in my left ear a million times over the depths of what I felt the years earlier. Just that feeling of insignificance, that feeling of I want to run away, that feeling of I can't handle anything, even good stuff. I'm like, it doesn't even penetrate my body. And so, you know, it really was such a tough and interesting time for me. And yet it revealed so many amazing things to me about the correlation between my mindset and my money. Hey, I know you work hard and you're taking time to get in a better relationship with your money. So I want to do you a favor. I want to buy 5 listeners a week a cup of coffee or tea just to say thank you. You can take what you would have spent and just put it towards one of your goals. I know it's a small amount, but every dollar counts, right? All you need to do is head to iTunes, leave a review for Millennial Money Podcast, and then email me a copy of your review to info@mmoneypodcast.com. That's info@mmoneypodcast.com to be eligible to have a cup of coffee on me. And I wanted to share with you some thoughts and stats about treatment for depression. So this article says that depression is very treatable, but only half of all Americans who are treated with depression in a given year get treatment. Those who do seek treatment wait months or even years to get help. Many individuals with depression who seek treatment are under treatment, and studies consistently show a combination of talk therapy and medication can be most effective in treating depression. So here are some stats on depression treatment. Only 1 in 5 people receive treatment consistent with current practice guidelines. 6% of people with depression are treated with medication only, and 37% of Americans with depression receive no treatment at all. So again, I thought, okay, but what does this all have to do with money? Well, actually a lot, because there is an economic impact of depression. Depression takes an economic toll on individuals, families, organizations, and society as a whole. It can lead to reduced educational attainment, lower earning potential, and higher rates of unemployment. So here are some more stats that this study showed. Depression is the leading cause of disability worldwide. That's crazy. The leading cause. The total economic burden of depression is estimated to be $210.5 billion a year. 48 to 50% of the economic costs are attributed to absences from work, as well as decreased productivity caused by depression. I believe that one. 45 to 47% of the costs are due to medical expenses such as outpatient and inpatient treatment or the costs of medication. So all the ways that I use to feel better have been pricey, and they too have been out of pocket. It hasn't been covered by my insurance or hasn't largely been covered by my insurance, which is a really important money lesson in itself, that life can create its own curveballs and that it really goes to back up the reasoning behind having some sort of money that you can tap into when things like this come up and you need to get better. You need to feel better. And I chose not to have depression medication, but that was my decision. I did other things to try and pull myself out of depression. So it might be something different for you, but my insurance only covers a small portion of acupuncture. But again, we carved out cash from our budget. We literally stopped going out to eat so we could buy healthy and we could cook healthy, because I knew that there was a strong link between my health, what I was putting in my body, and what was happening in my brain. And so it was worth it to me to spend more money on good stuff to put in my body so that my brain could function better, so that I could go out, be more productive, I could handle my money better, I could be better in relationship, all of those sorts of things. And we already love to cook, but now there was this reason to do it, to keep my body and my mind healthy. So we went completely gluten-free. I took out all the things that cause inflammation in my body, like cheese, alcohol, dairy, wheat, so that my mind and my body could process better. Coincidentally, those are all the things that are also supposed to help my ear feel better. So it was kind of like a double whammy for me. And we committed to working out 4 days a week. We did a mix of yoga, weights, walking. And one of the biggest things that I did was I let myself off the hook. I don't have to be perfect. Even on this podcast, if I mess up or I flub up, it's totally cool and I own it. And that's just part of the process. And I also found people that I could talk to about this really openly and honestly. And for my money, I looked at things differently too. I created what we call a health slush fund. And we set aside more money than we put in our emergency fund in the slush fund for things like going to acupuncture, getting a massage, all sorts of things. We've done so many different things, and all of those things couldn't be afforded without going into debt had we not made some changes with our budget. Also reorganized my goals and got super intentional about them. And I found that getting really intentional about my goals helped me stay super present and not be worried about tomorrow or the next day, or God forbid, 10 years down the line. And so I focused really on doing one productive money thing a day, and I just left it at that. I didn't have to set up a whole new money system. I didn't have to make sweeping changes. I just needed to focus on one thing a day, and then also walk away from the things that brought me more anxiety, the things that I could walk away from, or knowing when anxiety was creeping in and saying, okay, I need to just give myself a moment. And so as my mind and body got better, my money did as well. Not overnight, but little by little by little, these little tiny steps. I really think whether that's money or that's depression or that's relationships, whatever it is for you, the day by day by day approach, just doing one thing every day to be proactive, it really is going to help you make sweeping changes in ways that you just can't even imagine. So as much as we listen to podcasts, read articles, download apps, all of these amazing things to help us solve money problems and money goals, we have to use mindfulness as well to build strong habits. And I believe that to find a new level of success, realizing that the goal is just one point in time. If we can calm our minds around money, we can really achieve success because we aren't tied to how much or how little we have in our bank accounts. And that was an important lesson for me as I was coming out of depression and anxiety, is to not attach my worth or my value to whatever amount of money was in my bank account. Money can be made, money can be lost. Those things are easy. Your health, your mindset, those things are what are really important because you can make more money. Trust me, you can. I came back after getting divorced from in the hole and pulled myself out. So you can do it too. And I think really what I just want to leave you with is that depression and anxiety, it's a journey. There isn't an easy fix. Even if you're taking medication and you feel great now, I'm so happy for you, but there isn't an easy fix. And if you're on this journey or you know someone who is, it can get better. There's so much life to enjoy. But if anything, I just want you to know that I'm right there with you and I'm fighting with you each and every day. Every day I wake up, I have to positively tell myself that I can handle anything that comes my way and that I can make good choices if I just am staying present, I'm staying in the moment, and I'm doing that one proactive thing every single day. So thank you so much for just letting me share my story. I hope that maybe it might help you be able to talk to somebody else if you're struggling, no matter where you are in the journey. Just knowing that we're on it together, I think brings me hope, and hopefully it brings you hope as well.
Hey, you.
Yes, you.
Before you go, we want to say thanks for listening to this episode of Millennial Money. For all the links, tags, and ads you've heard on today's episode, check out the show notes or go to mmoneypodcast.com, where you'll find more episodes to share with your friends. While you're at it, leave us a review and make sure to subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss out on all the money tips and tricks that will take you from a millennial regular to a millennial money expert. See you back here in a few days with a fresh new episode.